Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
Hello, Andrew Fitzpatrick.
Hi.
Now, you're here today to talk to us about computing, which is it's an important part of our world. I don't think there's anybody who never has to use a computer in their day. And if they don't, they're probably not the right person for this course. But what sort of courses have you got going on to do with computing at Harrogate College?
Okay, so I'm here to talk to you about the Level 3 and the Level 2 IT courses that we currently offer. At the moment, we're running mainly with Level 3. We're hoping that we can get Level 2 running for this September. The courses are basically there to help students progress into a particular area that they would like. So rather than the traditional A-level computer science courses or Cisco technical courses, we're running it through BTEC. And the way that the units are set up between the different modules allows for different areas of IT to be explored. And okay. I think that even if a student might want to do games design or web programming or, you know, software development, it is important to know the other areas of IT that exist and have a bit of background knowledge there. For example, if you don't want to be a technician, that's fine. However, we do teach one or two units on the course that are tech-based. It is a good skill to have because if you become a game developer, for instance, you need to have a really good PC for processing. You need to understand how it works, how to maintain it, how to fix it. And even if you're not going to use those skills for a job, you can still use it as a life skill and progress through your career with it.
I think sometimes I wish I had some of that knowledge. You know, when you've got something's wrong with your computer, something's not doing it, and you think, oh, I'm going to have to call the technician. I'd love to just have that knowledge in there anyway.
Yeah, it basically helps students get past that little barrier that most people have on a regular basis. It is an important skill. It's becoming an everyday thing that people have to use computers, they have to use their phones. Being able to just troubleshoot even the smallest tasks can save you a lot of time, effort and stress.
Can a lot of people come straight in at level two? Does it matter about level one?
Yeah, the entry requirements for it, basically, if you leave high school and you've got all your GCSEs, as long as you have 5 GCSEs or more, inclusive with maths and English, you can actually go straight onto the level 3 course entry requirements. The level 2 course is for the students that only achieve 4 GCSEs at grade D or above with maths or English. Now, with the level 3 course and the level 2 course, there's not really much difference in terms of what they allow you to teach and what they allow you to learn. I guess that the difference between the two is the level of content more.
Right.
So you would still get games development, you would still get web programming, you would still get animation or tech support or building a PC on the level 2, same as level 3. But it would just be on a sort of a lower level to help you progress up through into level 3.
What sort of people are coming to do the course? Is it more male, more female? What's the age range? What do they want to be?
There seems to be quite a big split between different year groups. So sometimes you get the obvious ones. They want to come, they want to do game development. They generally like to play games and they want to know how to make them and go into that area. That's been a big change recently, which is why we've looked at developing a games design course, which is set to run for next September. At the moment, the programme structure allows for tech support and all the various different areas of IT throughout 2 years. But with quite a few people wanting game development, but then the other side of it wanting tech support and networking and managing networks, obviously it's quite difficult to cater for all of those needs. So what we've looked at is games design course that will run from next September, which will take those students that do want to do games development.
Is that September coming as in 2016?
2017,
so next year, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and basically the students that want to do the games design course would go on there. The students that come for the more tech-based modules that don't really want to dive into the graphics and design side of IT would ideally go and stay on the IT course at the moment. Like I say, it is a split between them. There are, in terms of actual students, male, female, there's been an increase in female students coming to IT, but their main desire is digital graphics and animation, as opposed to most of the males wanting, they do want game design, but they also want the tech support. So, you know, it's quite a split group still.
So what can people do to make that decision? Can they come and talk to you about it? Can they come to an open day? What's the best way for them to find out more?
Well, the students that I have interviewed, I've always told them that if they have any questions, they think of anything that they want to ask, find out about the course, contact me, you know, contact the college. They'll put them in contact with me one way or the other, whether it's through phone or email. We do bring students in for interviews whenever they apply for these courses, and we do speak to them on a one-to-one basis, explain to them everything they need to know, and it gives them the chance to ask those questions that they might have. One thing we have done quite well this year, I guess, is taster days. So the students come in, they apply for certain levels, level two or three, and then they complete a task that would ideally be part of the course.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you can work out whether it's for you or not without actually dedicating yourself to the entire course. But harrogate.ac.uk, all the information they need on computing courses. Andrew Fitzpatrick, thank you very much for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.